Thanks to technologies like hydraulic fracturing and horizontal drilling, New Mexico is one of the top natural gas producers in the world, 27th according to the latest annual numbers from 2012, just released by the American Petroleum Institute. But there's more to the economics of drilling than just counting rigs and tallying profits. Heading into Farmington, the highway's packed with tanker trucks and muddy pickups. It also offers a roadside lesson in the jobs oil and gas brings. Air and swabbing services, oil tools, trucking, well service companies. Then there are the indirect jobs. For almost two decades, John Silva's owned Three Rivers Eatery and Brew House. He's downtown's largest employer. Farmington's a blue-collar town, Silva says. Mining and drilling are important.
It's a love-hate thing with, we want to help the environment, but it is also a major player in our economy.
Earlier this year, companies were laying off workers because oil prices were half what they'd been the year before.
It's a trickle-down effect. You lay off 200 people, well then they're not going to spend their money in the restaurants, they're not going to go shopping.
Originally a farming town, by the 1950s, Farmington was a natural gas boom town. In the 1980s, companies started gleaning natural gas from the area's coal beds, too. By 2008, the San Juan Basin was producing more natural gas than anywhere in the U.S. Then prices dropped. In 2010, the U.S. market was glutted, and 5,000 jobs disappeared from the basin. Technology came around again. This time, companies were figuring out how to reach oil trapped within tight shale formations underground. Janie Chermak is an economist at the University of New Mexico.
As we have used up the conventional natural gas in the San Juan Basin, which was fairly easy to produce, fairly low cost to produce, what that means is we have gone to more extreme measures.
Oil and gas are cheap right now, but Chermak says that won't last forever, and neither will the resources themselves.
At what point does one start to think about how do you either diversify your economy today or how do you change your energy mix in the future? Because at some point, yes, it will run out.
10 years ago, a federal planning document estimated that oil and gas reserves in the San Juan Basin were nearly gone. Today, that same plan, updated, estimates that development will boom again once prices rise. That's because new technologies, like horizontal drilling and fracking, allow companies to tap resources that used to be out of reach. Right now, there are only two active rigs in the area, but there's the potential for more than 3,600 new wells.
Some people lament the fact that our fortunes in the state are so closely tied to the oil and gas industry, but imagine where we would be if we didn't have that tremendous benefit.
That's Steve Henke, president of the New Mexico Oil and Gas Association. He says each year the federal government collects about $1 billion in royalties from drilling on public lands in New Mexico. About half of that money goes to the state's general fund.
When this industry is successful, you know, the state of New Mexico is successful.
Communities heavily dependent on oil and gas also stumble when drilling slows. Right now, San Juan County is bracing for a 26% cut in revenue due to a slump in oil and gas production in the coming year. It's another bump in the cycle of highs and lows, or it's a chance to think about the future and what technology can and can't do. For KUNM, I'm Laura Paskus.
Funding for KUNM's Drilling Deep series comes from the New Venture Fund. Find out more online at KUNM.org.